That's right.
I've thought about it.
It's been in the process.
I'm thinking about it.
It's a bad idea.
I've been thinking about it.
And a person lives in a
home.
And the plural is
houses.
And how about what kind of a what did you call that? The kind of a house that you lived in when you went to the Hale School, what was that neighborhood?
In a motel. No, it was
Well, let me just give you some names to see how many of them make, you know, a townhouse, a duplex, a co-op, a Baltimore flat, a row house. Any one of those?
Co-op.
Did you ever hear it called a row house? Really now, just, you know, don't.
Not specifically that. I've heard of the word, but not.
You don't think of those as row houses. I mean,
no.
Okay, good. Now that's important. This is an Wisconsin station.
What color is it?
Okay. How about a house with people, two-story house, people living on each floor?
Tenants.
Yeah, but what do you call a house?
Bungalow.
Would this be with two families in it?
Yeah,
two separate families. All right. Tell us the largest outbuilding on a farm.
Barn.
And a place for storing corn.
Silo. Corn crib.
Sorry, other kind of grain? Do you have any other name for it? How about the upper part of the barn?
Oh, the halo?
Yes, sir.
And out in front of the street here, where you people walk right out the door.
Sanya.
Yes?
Sanya.
And between the houses. Now you don't have one right here. You have a driveway, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
But how about over here? They have one. People next door have one. Would you make a distinction or would you call that the same thing?
No, it's just more like a passageway or something.
Or what would you call it again? Passageway. How about hay on the